right, and we're back. Promised, and here we are. It's Wednesday, the 11th of December. Hope you had a good one. It is still cold in most of the country, in fact, most of the Northern Hemisphere. But not so cold as we can get along and say hello to folks and enjoy the day best we can. Remember to do one nice thing extra every day. No matter how little it is, just do one little nice thing. We're going to talk to Tim Riefat this first hour. Terrible Tim is standing by from Brighton, England. We're going to talk about several things. Psychological warfare, mind control, social engineering, all kinds of things like that. And I put a couple of stories up in headlines today. And some of you may have said, what? What's he doing? Did Lady Gaga kill Lou Reed is one of them. Now, I put that up there for several reasons, and I think most of you will figure out. First of all, it's a reflection of part of the culture and society we live in, that this kind of a story would be there. But beyond that, those of you who have been watching Lady Gaga, and I don't mean full-time or part-time, but just kind of glancing at her career, will understand that she does cater to and present and carry the banner of darkness. There's no question about it, none. She has made it chic, as have others, and trendy, and very, very profitable. Now, this story, Did Lady Gaga Kill Lou Reed, is actually fairly well written. It's interesting, and we're going to talk about this whole thing tonight, about rock stars and messages and all the rest of it, and how they constantly strive to keep their careers moving forward. Doesn't matter which direction, just so they're moving forward. And this is an interesting story. We'll get into that in just a minute, but let's say hello to Tim. How are you? Tim, how's everything in Brighton?
Yeah, I'm having a wonderful time, Jeff. The British government's having heart attacks about my psychicwarfare.com, and now I'm using weapons of strategic mass destruction on bankers, banks, royal palaces, Fort Meade, GCHQ, etc. Basically using psychic warfare to make the buildings deadly to anyone in them. So as I say, I'm doing wonderfully, but the British government it's had a collective heart attack because, of course, this stuff is totally legal. You can kill them using psychic warfare. We know that billions have been spent on it, and I've just developed it now to kill all the bankers in the West. So,
this is one of the big unknowns, psy warfare. It's huge, and you're right.
Enormous.
There's a lot of money being spent on it. The Chinese allegedly scoured their entire population, pretty much, looking for people who had gifts and prowess in this field, and supposedly has pulled them all together, or a lot of the best, and has been working with them as a group to see if, as a group, perhaps, they could, for example, use psychokinesis, PK, and have more impact, say 1,000 of them, rather than just one. We know PK works. Over here, it was certainly pioneered by the Stanford research folks, and Ingo Swann. He was the man who really opened the door to it all. Ingo could actually change the temperature inside a sealed, buried container at a distance of, I believe, a half a mile, something like that. So, yes, PK works, and this is a real deal issue.
Well, what I'm doing is pioneering the movement of the deadly energies in Fukushima, reactors 1, 2, and 3, 4, etc., and then moving them to Lloyd's TSB, HSBC, Bank of England, Buckingham Palace.
I see.
Basically, you can think of deadly vortices of energy which can be moved if you develop the science, and then you can turn buildings like Fort Meade or Buckingham Palace or the Federal Reserve into chambers which have some of the properties of the coriums or fuel pond number 4 or the reactor number 4 in Fukushima. which then, of course, cause the wetware to destroy the country. And as we see, this is not something that hasn't been done, because, of course, the first usage of this was with Chernobyl, where you didn't need to move it to the USSR. It was actually detonated in the USSR. The deadly energies from Chernobyl caused the wetware to dismantle the Soviet Union. You can think of it basically as it destroys the life force and cohesion of the reality around it, squeezes out life force, squeezes out the ability to contain as much information. So, of course, that then causes the Soviet Union to collapse, and it's strange to see that the Ukraine, in which Chernobyl lies, has never been able to have a stable government because of these factors. And I just thought, because Fukushima's massively more powerful than Chernobyl, and I've developed the technologies to move the torsion fields, and remember, nuclear reactions are the most exotic, fission reactions are the most exotic form of weapons in the 21st century, these anti-Higgs field, where in fact a nuclear weapon is when the Higgs field, which to non-physicists produces mass, is broken, so that some of the Higgs field degenerates, and this mass is then turned into energy, causing the explosion. So there is a anti-Higgs field in the coriums and reactors like Sellafield, and I, of course, send my crystals up to Sellafield, where they go in the nuclear reactor, which then links them to reactors or coriums like Fukushima. And then I've been experimenting on exotic ways to transport the anti-Higgs field, which then squeezes the... remember we talked about the 2 ounces of weight loss when humans die?
Yes, yes, sure.
That then...
was it? Is it two ounces? That's what it was.
And yeah, something like that.
Sir William Crookes, I think,
that's it,
was the man who discovered that, and followed by the work of Sir Oliver Lodge.
Yeah, and this anti-Higgs field from Fukushima causes anyone at Fukushima to lose this 2 ounces, because it's an anti-Higgs field. It basically strips this 2 ounces off them, which, think of it as their linkage to reality, cuts the cord, so that then you can then do things to that person that you couldn't do before, because they've got no psychic powers, they've got no linkage with higher dimensions. You cut them off from the light, and as you know from Lord of the Rings, one ring to bind them, and in the darkness, one ring to rule them, and in the darkness bind them. So basically, using anti-Higgs fields weapons, you plunge them into darkness, then you can start processes of degenerating them, turning them into matrix entities in order to kill them. So the first step is to get rid of this 2 ounces, and of course Fukushima, if it can be transported to Buckingham Palace, or 10 Downing Street, or the Bank of England, or all the British banks, or every British household via the ley line system, can do this. And then once that's done, all the British population are cut off from their higher dimensionality. They can never, when they die, they can never escape whatever torture reality you set them in. And then you can start doing the torsion field stuff and the other stuff to destroy them. So the USSR was destroyed by Chernobyl. The energies released, these anti-Higgs field energies, were the energies that released them. And the chaos in the Ukraine, which the British Americans are using, is just a continuation of that massive negative energy released by the Chernobyl site, which is in the Ukraine.
Okay, Tim, hang up. We're going to call you right back. There's a little bit of a pop in your line there. It's clear, but I want to get a better connection. So go ahead and hang up, and we'll call you right back. Okay, and we'll take a break and come right back in just a couple minutes. So hang on, and we shall see what we see. Okay, let's see what we're doing now here. How do you sound over there?
Sound fine. The line sounds better to me.
It does. It's clearer. That was
yeah.
Very good.
So
okay.
With Lady Gaga, as I say, a nice Zionist, Jewish, Satanist, she's wearing meat dresses and meat, of course, cattle, goyim.
Now, so those of you, Tim, hold on. I forget where she wore that. I think it might have been on the David Letterman program. She wore it several places. It was actually a meat dress with slabs
goyim.
Of beef.
Cattle. Goyim means cattle.
That's right. The messages there were very clear. It just wasn't some Andy Warhol chic trendy thing. It was a message.
Yeah, and of course in the Bible, when Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden, they were forced to wear skins, meat. So in fact, it's a possession ritual. I control the meat, which of course is the goyim non-Jew. So it's a it's a massive occult ritual. The same with the chicken, when she dressed up as a chicken in Castaneda books, which I follow devoutly. Humans are called chickens by the shaman because they're eaten by these supernatural spirits. So of course she's then doing another occult ritual. And of course Lou Reed is vital for occult rituals because Lou Reed, What a Perfect Day, from the album which Lady Gaga copied, was run continuously with all the top pop stars, David Bowie, etc., on BBC Paedophile TV, 2 minutes, What a Lovely Day, with all these megastars singing it, non-stop for at least a year on BBC, which links it to the entire UK population. So, of course, doing an album, which is a copy of it, embedding occult rituals in it, can then use the entire BBC viewing power the ritual that's occurring.
Well, so
that's
she, what she, Reed, Tim, she
Lou,
is...
That's
she
why
is.
Lou Reed was picked for the album, because Lou Reed's What a Perfect Day, or What a Lovely Day, from the album that she copied, was run on BBC with all the top megastars singing it in little slots, which then
leads
to all the people that listen to their records.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can see it's a gigantic energy resource reservoir which Satanists want to dip into, and of course killing Lou Reed seals it, because he sacrificed himself, and in Kabbalistic magic, you always have the, it's a zero-sum game. Someone dies and is tortured, like a Wicker Man, and the person that killed them gets all their power and gets the benefit thereof. So Lou Reed had to be killed to do the Jewish Kabbalistic magic, which of course is just pure theft. They steal from Lou Reed his music, the people who followed him, all the BBC viewers who listen to it, and in Kabbalah, sound is the ear, which is the male principle, and for supernatural spirits, the male principle allows these supernatural spirits to turn their reality solid, so it's the most valuable commodity on the planet. So people listening, they go, holy cow, this is off the wall, this is crazy. No, this is the Kabbalah, this is occult warfare, this is something that top experts like myself use as off-the-wall recipes. And, of course, when you look at the media and world events, they are all giant psychic warfare protocols which follow specific rules, have reasons for them to happen. Like Kennedy being shot on the 33rd parallel and all the other things,
rules
which were documented around it.
Nothing is left to chance.
Put in his book, Secret and Suppressed. And Lady Gaga is just doing, she's just the high priestess of Satan in the world of pop and media. And of course, she came to the BBC to make the links, was on BBC television.
Tim, she is acting out rituals, is she not, in her stage
rituals,
performances?
Exactly. And these rituals their purpose is to suck male energy out of the victim, and the only way you can suck male energy out is not visually, because in Kabbalah the eyes are hay, which is the female principle. So of course I'll email people via my staff and suck energy out of them, but I only talk to people on the phone who are non-Satanists, because sound, that's why the US government was making those silly sounds we talked about, because sound sucks male energy out, because in Kabbalah sound is the ear, and that's why Lady Gaga is into songs and singing, and of course stealing the male principle, Lou Reed killing him, and linking up to the satanic BBC, which has acted to link Lou Reed to the entire BBC viewing public and to all the megastars who sung on that BBC 2-3 minute track, which has run continuously for over a year, and all their listeners. So you can actually see that Lou Reed was an immense energy reservoir, which the satanic Gaga had the orders to, as I say, appropriate for Zion.
Well, so, we want to be sure that we...
This story is absolutely huge.
Yeah, okay.
Ukraine, of course, is another gigantic...
Yeah,
report.
We'll get to Ukraine in a minute. I want to do a little more background on this Lady Gaga story. Now, no one here is saying that she did it. The story is, did Lady Gaga kill Lou Reed? Question mark. It's an interrogatory.
Lady Gaga's just the high priestess. We've got lots of... Zion, NSA, MI6, Mossad.
All right, there are many potentials to this kind of an inquiry. Here's exactly. Let me read a little bit from the story to our listeners so they get a drift on it. It's Dateline November 30th, by the way. It may be one of the greatest artistic conspiracies of our time, an intractable rock and roll legend pitted against a pop star sensation whose cultural cachet and grasp of reality is suddenly collapsing. It's a pretty dramatic way to open an article, but that's the way it opens. And it goes on to say, remember, a lot of this is speculation, but it is interesting because it is so enormously powerful in terms of money, revenue generation, media domination, and what this kind of an impression does to young minds, especially female minds. It's quite remarkable. We're coming up on a break here in a minute, so I'll hold off on beginning to read. But it's a very interesting story. I doubt very much if it's 100% accurate, but it does open the door to a glimpse inside the massive Zionist entertainment machine that dominates the planet. It's huge.
Well, it doesn't dominate because I, of course, use it as my
your playground,
culture beast, and I milk it.
Understand.
So I'm milking Gaga for the energy.
I got it. All right. Well, that's why we call him Terrible Tim. Hang on a second, and we'll take a break and come back. I'll read a little of the story to you just to give you an idea of what that whole world is like. It is more than contentious, shall we say. Back in a minute. Giving an idea of it's a very interesting plot line. You can almost see on the big screen.
Jeff, if they're going to use Lady Gaga's collected energy for a satanic ritual to destroy the Russian Federation via the Ukraine, then of course they want to link to the nuclear anti-Higgs field weapons I talked about, Chernobyl, etc., and try and move it to Moscow, etc., as I've done with Fukushima to London and all the banks. So, of course, you'd have to kill Lou Reed with an anti-Higgs field weapon. Impossibly, he'd have to die of some sort of radiation poisoning, Jeff.
Well, polonium is one of the newer tricks on the block.
And they kill Lou Reed with polonium.
We don't know. Apparently, that's what they used on Arafat.
Well, that would have to be done if you're using the Lady Gaga energy for powering the psychic warfare attack on Russia.
Right. I am told there was no autopsy, so I can't speak to that. Here's a little bit from this story. It was the fall of 2012, and more than anything, Lady Gaga wanted Lou Reed's blessing. The musician was working on a follow-up to her critically acclaimed Born This Way. For this project, Gaga wanted a new direction. She had already proven that she could be an outlandish and political, certainly, entertainer, but the novelty of her performances was beginning to wear thin. Some reviewers even accused her of being overly theatrical while lacking deeper substance. As one of the most uncompromising musical geniuses of his generation, Lou Reed had inspired Gaga with a greater ambition. She wanted to be nothing less than a postmodern creative phenomenon, just as Andy Warhol or the Velvet Underground had been 40 years earlier. Her new work, which came to be named Art Pop, was going to be an avant-garde masterpiece. It would prove to critics just how serious Gaga was about her art and about her outsider status. And it just might cement her position as the intellectual heir to Warhol. So it goes on from there. Finally, Lou Reed was a vital piece of the puzzle. Art Pop was going to be an homage to his work with the Velvet Underground. Gaga's manager, Troy Carter, contacted a mutual friend who made the introductions. At first, Reed was reluctant, but when Gaga's record company offered a $1.2 million consultancy fee, the infamously gruff and inscrutable rocker grew receptive to the idea. Many of the tracks on Art Pop correlate directly with the greatest hits of the Velvet Underground. Gaga's Dope, for instance, was meant to be the new millennium's version of Reed's Heroin. Walk on the Wild Side was re-envisioned as G-U-Y. Yet where the Velvet's song was a gender-bending exploration of the cultural fringe, Gaga's piece uses wordplay to mock the same concept. I want to be the girl under you. Oh yeah, I want to be your guy. G-U-Y. There it is. The slow and sensual femme fatale about socialite and fashion icon Edie Sedgwick from Lou Reed became the fast-paced and lyrically vapid Donatella about the Versace designer and cosmetic surgery addict. And it goes on from there to tell the story. Cut to the chase here. Lou Reed had a liver transplant and was feeling, apparently, very good. Doctors said he was in perfect condition, was sent home, but then he began to deteriorate. In a matter of a couple of months, he was gone. So eyebrows were raised and all of that. Anyway, this is a speculative piece. I just want to make that real clear. But there's a lot of power here. There's really almost as much power as you could imagine, because it's all being delivered, both delivered and extracted, by the mainstream entertainment media, as Tim has been talking about. There is an extraction process here.
One giant energy sponge.
That's right. So
siphoning off energy from the public.
Yeah.
We did it with the New Age movement, where we then used it to move Chernobyl to Moscow, etc., in order to cause the wetware to go crazy and tear apart the USSR.
Here's the end of the article. Within a month of his stay in Cleveland, this is right after the liver transplant, Reed's health began to mysteriously deteriorate. By August, the rocker's touring schedule had to be scaled back dramatically, and in September, he canceled numerous events entirely. By October, the damage, the polonium, says the article, was causing to Reed's internal organs had become apparent. He made no further public appearances. It is not known if the rock legend was aware in his final days that he had been poisoned, but it would have made little difference at this point. Lou Reed died shortly thereafter on October 27th, 2013, not so long ago, less than 2 months, at his home in Southampton, New York. Some have suggested that Reed's wife, Lori Anderson, is now fully informed about the murder, but has been blackmailed into silence by somebody else. Blah, blah. It goes on from there. The news of Lou Reed's death had an immediate effect on Lady Gaga and her entire organization. An ambitious Warholian performance was immediately scheduled for the next night on the British talent show The X Factor.
Exactly, which is the number one rated show on ITV, which is the commercial, main commercial channel.
Gaga introduced Venus, her homage to the Velvet's Venus in Furs. It was also a brazen attempt to lay claim to Reed's legacy. Gaga also pushed up the release date of her album, Art Pop, by weeks to offset the coming flood of Reed obituaries and the predictable hand-wringing over the current state of the avant-garde in music today. So, at the very least, there certainly was a rivalry, and his death didn't slow that down. In fact, it ignited it to a higher level.
And with psychic warfare, you can see she's funneling the energy from the BBC, from ITV, The X Factor, the millions that watch that, from One Direction, Nears, who came from The X Factor and have got a billion following or something. So you can see it's a tremendous energy source to replace the New Age energy source, which we used to destroy the USSR. And, of course, they need that energy for the rebooted psychic warfare attack on the Russian Federation, which starts in the Ukraine and then spreads to Russia. And now Putin is terrified of the balkanization of Russia and was stating that to students in Moscow he was talking to. So it's public knowledge now. He was using the West wants to balkanize us.
All right.
We were the ones who were talking all about that.
Yep.
You can actually see the Gaga's energy collection is being used to power a psychic warfare attack on Russia. Basically, pump the energy into the ley line system around Chernobyl and direct all that negative energy from Chernobyl over Moscow. So
okay.
It's well known to people like myself who are experts, but you can see that you've been digging up the power source behind it.
Well, it's a...
The power source for the fall of the USSR was the New Age, and you can see the new psychic warfare that brings down the Russian Federation is powered by the media and Gaga linking up to literally billions of followers online.
Okay, just another bit of a disclaimer here. We were just quoting from an article that is all over the internet now. Interesting. This is a very controversial subject, a controversial story, a very controversial entertainer, and a dark side, apparently, to almost everything the media presents these days. Back in just a couple minutes with Tim. Continue to bubble and roil and
well, they get
boil.
Worse, Jeff.
In Kiev, of course, is the main stage of it all. Tell us more.
Well, the police moved in yesterday, took down all the barricades, and today the protesters had built even bigger, more reinforced barricades, showing the government totally lost control. We've had EU prime ministers flying into Kiev to back the coup.
Right. And who is the EU? Who is the EU? The Rothschild bankers, of course.
Exactly. We've had prime ministers from the EU, Dutch prime minister flying in, Ashdown, the EU commissioner who was in Syria flying in, Kerry now threatening sanctions against the Ukraine.
Oh, geez, embarrassing. This is obvious war against...
No, it's good to say it's psychic warfare we talked about. Psychic warfare has taken over as the way of waging World War III, or as I call it, the continuation of World War II.
This is a war... essentially, undeclared, of course, but it's a war against Russia. They take Ukraine away from Russia.
Russia's going to be destroyed.
Well, it's not going to help them, let's put it that way. The latest
Russia will be destroyed because, of course, we're using wetware, which I talk about, the use of wetware, the population to destroy the country. And as you well know, if you put someone in a nuclear reactor, Chernobyl, their body dies. And if you do it in imaginary space, space, that's the imaginary version of Chernobyl, which, of course, doesn't destroy the body, but it destroys the imaginary part of the body, the complex number function of the body, which is the biophysical body, which is the mind. So, in fact, if you've got the energy available from Gaga and her rituals to move in your imagination, or, in fact, via the ley line system, the complex number conjugate of Chernobyl over Kiev, then, of course, the wetware's mines get destroyed as if they were in a nuclear reactor. Remember, nuclear weapons destroy the soul, the mind spirit of the Russians found that out. Konstantin, the deputy psychic warhead, documented to me that the head of the NKVD barrier detonated people in nuclear weapon kill zones, ground zeros, and they had the detectors to see their souls were extinguished. So you can actually see moving in your mind's eye Chernobyl around with the energy of billions of people donated via the Gaga ritual. Doesn't do anything to the buildings of Kiev, but it does things to the wetware. Then move it to Moscow, St. Petersburg, Tomsk, Vladivostok, and the wetware, of course, their biophysical bodies start being torn apart as if they were a body exposed to neutrons. The wetware then goes berserk and then starts rioting and tearing apart the country they're in. So you can actually see psychic warfare is extremely complex science, which the British have developed, and I, of course, was part of the, was a super psychic on the destruction of the Western population of wage slaves and taking down the USSR. And you see in the Ukraine exactly what I'm documenting, the use of wetware, the population, to destroy countries you want to conquer so you can take over the massive food resources of the Ukraine, that you can then kick the Russians out of the Crimea so they've got no sea access to the Black Sea and hence the Mediterranean. Hence, Georgia can then retake South Ossetia because the Russian Navy can't use the Mediterranean or the Black Sea unless they sail all the way from Archangel via Scandinavia, via Britain, via Gibraltar, all contested, of course, by US and NATO warships. Uh-huh. So you can actually see that the fall of the Ukraine to psychic warfare...
Well, wouldn't they have a Black
even
Sea...
Even a conservative who's ignorant and not an expert on this $100 billion psychic warfare industry, it's probably more than that now, can see that the use of wetware by any means possible to destroy a country is the way now that world war is waged. And the Russian Federation, which lacks any ability to counter this psychic warfare weapon systems that we use to destroy the USSR, is going to be torn apart by internal civil war with all the nationalists, communists, etc., going after Putin, using Kiev and the EU, Ukraine, as the springboard to... dismantling the Russian Federation. Remember, Georgia has already joined this EU takeover. So one can see that the Russians will lose all access to the Black Sea and Mediterranean for their Mediterranean fleet, and the strategic implications of it are off the charts, let alone the mimetic image it gives to Russian citizens who don't like Putin and see that any government can be overthrown simply by using the EU and the American money, which they're paying 30 euros a day to the demonstrators, to riot.
Same old story.
Sanctions from America coming. You can actually see that all the Russian dissidents who will be led by the Jew Khodorkovsky, who's a new Jewish Mandela, will take to the streets in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and do the same thing as they did in Kiev. Uh-huh. And Putin is now running scared. He had to bring out an amnesty bill, which releases all non-violent criminals, which would include the Greenpeace people and the Pussy Riot females who were stuck in jail for having a run around in the church. Putin now is running scared, and as I said before, stating publicly that the West wants to balkanize Russia, and he wouldn't...
well, he's right.
Yeah, but he wouldn't... There shouldn't be any problems in Russia. They should have the psychic warfare capability to deal with this easily, be able to control the wetware in the Ukraine and turn them rabidly anti-Western. They can't, because they're simply behind on psychic warfare, and of course it takes one of...
They're behind? That's interesting, because they were the pioneers, as you know.
No, they were the pioneers of the scientificizing of psychic warfare, and they spent $500 million a year in the 80s, but the British deal with supernatural spirits, the occult, ley line systems, and all that stuff, psychics, crystal balls, which of course the psychic who links up with the 007 Dr. D, talk to Enochian angels, all that stuff, which Colin Bloy thought he was the Dr. D and I was the psychic using crystals, hence I use psychotronic crystals all the time. He thought he was the Dr. D, not realizing that I'd stab him in the back because I'm British and take over the system. And of course, since the Russians don't pay me, in any shape, form, or function direct massive amounts of money my way, I've just decided that they can be consigned to the dustbin of history. And if the Saudis or Bahrainis or Chinese or the Argentines, remember in Argentina, we've got massive rioting going on and looting, Thailand, this is going to increase because, of course, these psychic warfare weapons, which are super enhanced by Chernobyl and taken to world strategic weapon systems with Fukushima, they super enable psychic warfare. It's incredibly complicated, so I'm describing it on psychicwarfare.com. Basically, for this is what you're facing, this is what I'm using against you, and if you want any sort of protection, pay me vast amounts of money. If not, be consigned to the dustbin of history. And as you can see in the Ukraine, they're not being attacked with tanks, helicopter gunships.
No, it's another color revolution.
It's just the use of wetware turned mad and directed.
Well, they want. Do they want? I assume they're going to want to bring Yulia out of prison and reinstall her on the throne.
Oh, instantly,
correct?
The EU's demanding that. But yeah. The EU's demanding that Yanukovych steps down and that their hand-picked Ukrainian puppets, fifth columnists, instantly take over the government without any elections, and then have elections afterwards, which are tightly monitored.
Well,
by the EU,
they'll all be controlled.
So they can have the American voting system
same
of electronic
old
boxes.
I think your point is very interesting, Tim, that the diplomats in Western Europe are actually physically now getting involved.
Oh, they're calling for revolution and the support of revolution in the EU. We're talking about prime ministers of the EU, Ashton, who's the commissioner, one of the commissioners for the EU. flying in, and then Kerry with the sanctions. Basically, it's like Putin came to London and told the British to lynch Cameron and put in power Moscow puppets in 10 Downing Street. It's exactly the same. So you can see the egregious usage of psychic warfare backed by memetic warfare, psyops. They've actually got pictures of the Statue of Liberty, the Eiffel Tower lit up with a Ukrainian flag online, even though in reality they're not, saying that the whole world's behind the revolution. You can actually see that the whole world is behind the revolution. And the Ukraine is just a stepping stone to the fall of the Russian Federation, because, of course, Chernobyl lies in the Ukraine. And, of course, the movement in complex number space of Chernobyl over Moscow will cause the wetware in Moscow to go absolutely raging mad. And that's why I've done the same thing with Fukushima over the UK, in order to destroy the minds of the wetware in the UK, because, as I say, the bankers need to be totally and utterly driven mad, because, as they say,
okay.
gods would destroy, they first drive mad.
Allie,
so of course, you can
on the
see
way.
You can see the movement of
gotta wrap it up.
The movement of deadly energies requires immense amounts of life force from the population, and Gargar is just spearheading the power source behind the psychic warfare destruction of the Russian Federation, which will follow after the Ukraine falls under the EU Rothschild boot, Jeff.
Very well said. Okay, summed up as only Tim can do it. Thank you, Tim. Interesting insights. And
thanks for having me on. And as you can see, anyone who talks like this normally would be assassinated or arrested, and the British are terrified of any overt controversy around me. So basically, I've got a license to do and say anything I like, because the British government's tormented by any spotlight on
and
psychic warfare.
Do as
that's
you,
why I'm still alive.
And do as you do. All right, Tim,
exactly.
Take care.
Thank
Talk
you,
to
bye.
You next time.